What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, January 20th, 2017 here, and we have a brand new president. Donald Trump was sworn in as the nation's 45th president at noon Eastern time in accordance with the Constitution, and the parties are on. And he just gave this rousing speech, which sent a not very subtle message that the United States is no longer going to be part of the globalist New World Order. And it was a very inspiring speech. I got a lot of email. People were really enjoying it. And watching Donald Trump, it was kind of interesting to note, watching him when he was not speaking or signing papers, he comes across as somebody who's just doesn't have a lot of patience for ceremony and pomp and circumstance. He looked very bored and uncomfortable. And I think that's actually a good thing, because too many of our politicians are just obsessed with the ceremony and the, you know, and the etiquette. And while Trump was formally signing his nominations for his cabinet members, he went to hand a pen to Pelosi, and Pelosi said, "Oh, no, this other person has to get the pen before I do." And it sort of shows where that mindset is, where we have to play by the protocols, we have to play by the rules. No, let's actually, like, get the job done. So that really came off looking kind of good. Anyway, for those of you who want to call on in, and probably a lot of you do, because I'm certainly getting a lot of email about this, the phone line are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in the control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, looking at Donald Trump's face, and right now we're seeing the inaugural parade, and they keep talking about Trump may get out of the car. I think that would be a very foolish and reckless thing for him to do here. But looking at Donald Trump's face when he was waiting to walk on out and be sworn in, I almost feel like the Kennedy factor is at work. And for those who don't understand what I mean, John F. Kennedy was basically a spoiled kid. His father was rumored to have made the family fortune in rum running during Prohibition. And the Kennedy boys were wild party animals throughout their whole life. And then all of a sudden, John F. Kennedy gets into the White House, and all of a sudden he realizes he really is the president. This isn't just some kind of a frat prank or something. And he just decided he was going to try and do the best job he could for the American people, which of course made instant enemies of most of the entrenched establishment back there. And it does seem like, looking at Donald Trump's face, that was the moment it really hit him. You know, I'm the president. I'm going to have to deal with this mess now. And everybody, of course, is talking about, you know, the honeymoon. There's always a honeymoon for an incoming president where everybody will back off and let him do what he's going to do and go easy on him. But it's going to be particularly short for Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump's opponents are already lined up waiting for any opportunity to attack him. Of course, any incoming president knows that. But because of all that has been going on in this country, for the last several years, even Trump supporters, they're kind of nervous and waiting for that first sign of betrayal, because we've all been through so many of these changes of president. The president comes on in and says a lot of great things and campaigned on a lot of promises. Is it really going to happen? And so even Trump's most loyal supporters are waiting for that first sign of betrayal that he's going to sell out. And again, already, I don't agree with Trump on everything, but I still think Trump at his absolute worst is a better president than Hillary at her best, because Hillary just wanted the job just to say she had the job. She didn't even really have a solid policy coming on in. It was just going to be more of the same thing, selling access, selling decisions. The other problem Donald Trump is going to be facing is the disenchanted Americans. And this was illustrated to me. I was having a conversation with one of our neighbors earlier today about Trump's inauguration. They were going on saying, he's just another bobblehead. He's, you know, not going to do anything. And I said, well, he's still better than Hillary. And they said, oh, and no question, much better than Hillary, but he's still. This is a segment of the population that's going to need to be convinced that things really are going to change. And so everybody's going to be waiting for that first major gesture by the incoming Trump administration that says, yeah, we're really going to see this country turn around. Now, for the first time in the almost 23 years that I have been a political activist, I'm actually feeling enthusiastic about an incoming president. Now, back in 2008, I supported Obama kind of lukewarm, only because I thought McCain would have been far worse for the country with his desire to lay waste to all of the uncivilized world. But with Trump coming on in, it does really feel like this is a new beginning. Now, that is not to say that we are still not in danger of a Soviet Union-like collapse. And if Trump does go back on some of his campaign promises and the wonderful things he said in his speech, that is still a real possibility. But there is a chance now, for the first time in decades, that we might actually be able to avoid that. And that's something certainly I'm going to be working toward, and hopefully you're all going to be working toward as well. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates and who are just rejoining the network. We're sort of wallowing in our celebration of the inauguration of Donald Trump. We're watching the inaugural parade right now and all the speeches and ceremony going on. And again, I don't think Trump has a lot of patience for that nonsense. And I don't think we're going to see the imperial presidency that we saw, for example, under Richard Nixon, where they actually, you know, added that fanfare to Hail to the Chief. And I noticed that they did not include that in today's festivities. They went back to the old original traditional. Now, already the foreign press is looking at all the little cues and signals going on here. And over at the Daily Mail, they have this article about the ice-cold handshake between President Trump and Hillary Clinton. And they're just saying, you know, her face told the story of how she felt. She was just trying to maintain her calm. Somebody got a YouTube video where Bill Clinton is sitting there, obviously ogling the Trump girls, you know, Ivanka and Melania. And Hillary turns around and sees him doing that. And she just, like, ignores him with as much dignity as she could. And I thought it was really great when they introduced Bill and Hillary Clinton prior to the swearing in. The crowd started chanting, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, which I'm in agreement with. Not out of revenge, not out of vindictiveness, but as a deterrent to future young politicians who think they can get away with this kind of nonsense. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. Sherry in Texas, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Crying, and it was just so thrilling to see it finally come down. And it's funny what you were just saying about his temperament and how he is as a person from noticing his demeanor and everything. I came to the same conclusion. Trump doesn't sweat the small stuff. He goes right for the big important things. That's why he didn't put the caps on the pens, you know, and other people were warning everyone, don't put it in your pocket until the cap's on there. You know, he just gets out there and gets done what needs to get done.
And, yeah, he's a businessman.
Yes, that's it. I was just going to say, but then he's not bought and paid for. See, he's ours. He's a powerful businessman, and he knows how to get things done, and he surrounds himself with the right people. He knows how to do this. And I noticed something kind of interesting. When he was first going around, when he first came in, he was greeting all the former presidents, and he bypassed Clinton. Did you see that first when he first came in? Clinton
yes.
was kind of, he Clinton angled himself so he'd be in line, and he just went right past him. And I thought that was good because that said what it needed to say. But later when he had to shake his hand, he did this. He was elegant enough to do what you have to do. But
yes.
I like it. I miss Obama. I'll always like Obama's grace and elegance. And he had a certain savoir-faire, and that's from a woman's point of view. He was good in social situations. He knew how to conduct himself, but then he was bought and paid for, you know, and he had to be a certain way. Trump can be who he is, and I
yes.
love that.
Yes.
So.
You know, basically the American people – have hired Donald Trump to fix the plumbing. And when you get a plumber in to fix a leaking toilet, you don't care if they're lacking in the social graces and, you know, if the butt crack is showing. You want somebody who knows how to do the job, and that's Donald Trump right there. Just get down and do the job and don't go through a lot of rigmarole. And it was very obvious Donald Trump doesn't have the patience to go through all of that. And that may prove awkward in diplomatic situations. But Trump is obviously listening to some of his counselors about improving his demeanor. He still slouches an awful lot, but I notice he's working to control that kind of snort that he does, and it was kind of distracting during the primary debates. He only really did it once during his inauguration speech, so he's working on polishing his appearance, but he's going to be a reluctant prima donna, I think is a good way to describe it.
Yeah, I think so too, and he does have to step up the game a little bit when he gets in front of these dignitaries, because some of them are pretty dignified. I don't think Putin will be, though. I think they'll get along great, you know. But
oh, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. Putin himself seems to also not be enthusiastic about too much dog and pony show around him.
Right. Yeah. Well, thanks for the opportunity to let me vent, because this is such a wonderful day for me.
Oh yeah, we're all celebrating. The work will begin on Monday, and we've got something to work on, and we've got somebody to work with, and that's really the most important thing about this victory here.
Question.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Sorry.
No,
oh,
go for it.
Is he going to have his own TV broadcast or something where we don't have to rely on this news anymore? I mean, for those who want to see him on TV and hear a real broadcast. Is he going to have his own station? Did you say something like that, or did someone else?
He's going to continue using Twitter and social media. His son-in-law is setting up a new media company. And by the way, let me know where I can send a resume, Don. And, of course, anytime the president wants to directly address the American people, the TV news networks are obligated to give him some airtime. Where he can talk to the American people over the networks. But definitely the corporate media is no longer at the top of the line, at the front of the line, rather.
Yeah, well, I've gotten pretty sick of them.
Everybody is. Everybody. Yeah. The corporate media and the Democratic Party have shredded themselves with all this nonsense, and they apparently don't seem to understand. The American people are not going to forget all of this ridiculous, childish behavior that we've seen over the last several months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad there weren't a whole lot of people rabble-rousing that I could see. It was mostly just the guys that were paid to do it.
Yeah, the ones dressed in black and everything, and, you know, smashing up the Bank of America and the McDonald's, and that was pretty much it.
There were a lot of them, were there? Because I didn't watch it a long time.
They're estimating about 500. There have been about 90 arrests. And it happened more than a mile away from the inauguration, and so the people at the inauguration didn't really have to deal with it. While the corporate media was talking about the small crowd, Fox News did do a crane shot looking down the mall all the way to the Washington Monument, and it was a huge crowd. Of course, who would not want to be present for the inauguration of the president?
Yeah,
if I had been anywhere on the East Coast of the United States, I would have made the effort to get up there. I just couldn't get there from here in Hawaii because I can't afford the airfare, and I don't swim all that well.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, thank you so much, Mike.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to take a phone call from Errol in the Netherlands. Errol, what's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Hello. I'm very happy that it's been all without scratches, you know, the inauguration. And I'm very pleased to see that the future generations of people, because we must never forget, Donald Trump has made most of his speeches on Twitter. So we must never forget that the internet is a new democracy for the next generation to come.
It's very obvious that Donald Trump is aware that the independent media and social media were critical to his victory, and that the corporate media was actively working to oppose him defeat him and hand the White House to Hillary Clinton. And Trump is definitely not going to forget that either. I thought it was wonderful when CNN, after all the screaming and bashing, asked for press credentials to the deplorable and were turned down with the explanation, this has nothing to do with partisanship. We don't trust you to report fairly on what's going on. And that is exactly it. 2017 is going to be the year of the rise of the independent media.
Exactly. And what I heard on Russia Today, well, let it be Russia Today. But what I heard, and they already spoke, and even in America, because they had a connection in America, Russia Today. I watched it at like 2 hours ago, and I heard the word independent media. I was like, okay, here we go. So what we are now witnessing is a new generation, a future generation of independent media that is going to make not only America, but the world great again.
Absolutely. I mean, I have always opposed the label alternative media because there's a negative connotation to that. And that's why I've always championed either calling us ourselves the independent media or citizen journalists. Although that one may be fading because already the advertisers who used to be going after the corporate media are now starting to approach all the independent media and say, we want to be advertising on your websites. So we're we're looking at growth this year. And again, it's something we've all been working toward for decades because the independent media and the internet is a true expression of democracy. Now, the neoliberals tried to redefine democracy as you do what we tell you and we'll pretend to have honest elections every 4 years. And everybody understands that's what's been going on.
And that's why are you so great with the website whatreallyhappened.com. Because without you, we would be nowhere.
I'm going to call you on that one. What is beautiful about the independent media is there are so many of us. Now, granted, 22 going on 23 years ago, I was one of a handful. And it was a scary time because we were being attacked and threatened and all the rest of it. But today, it's all over the place. And it's not dependent on any one individual or organization, and that is why it is going to be impossible to control. Because instead of having, five or six TV networks that are owned by five or six different corporations, there are now thousands and thousands of independent media outlets of various sizes, all preserving a diversity of opinion. And when I talk about how I don't agree with Alex Jones on everything and I don't agree with Donald Trump on everything, that's actually a good thing, because you will listen to Alex Jones, then you will listen to me, then you will listen to Donald Trump, and you will form your own opinions. And that is what it really means to have freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of ideas, the freedom to decide for yourself what is going on in the world. And that is the biggest threat to any rising tyranny, a public that is skeptical and thinking for itself. Okay. All right. We're going to switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Michael, is C-SPAN under mainstream media control or not?
No, they're actually run, I think, by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And they're kind of their own little entity. And there's C-SPAN 1 and C-SPAN 2 that are broadcast to cable users. Then there's a C-SPAN 3 channel, which is actually reserved only to people who are within Washington, D.C.
I would suggest that Donald Trump actually use that platform right there. If it's not under mainstream media control, then just use C-SPAN if you want to talk to the people.
He could certainly do that, and he could expand it. But my understanding is that he wants to privatize the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So we'll see how that's going to work on out. But right now, Twitter is working for him. Independent media is working for him. I don't think he's going to mess with that. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Steve. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take two more phone calls, then we're going to close the phone lines because I got a bunch of stuff we need to talk about today here. And so we're going to go to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's a great day. I'm just watching this parade now on Fox, and it's just a wonderful day. I loved Trump's President Trump's speech, and he is president thanks to people like you. So you should take a bow for all the work you did, you and Claire. God bless
you. If I do that, the headset falls off.
but just for today, because the work is just starting, as you all as you always say. But I loved his Trump. I loved his speech, President Trump's speech. It was in your face, bold, visionary. Some people called it dark. I just totally disagree. It was appropriate for the times, the situation this country's facing. So I loved it, and it was I say in your face because it was really directed at all those politicians from both parties who are on that stand, that VIP stand with Trump. So I praise him for that.
Yeah, you could almost hear that. You could almost hear the teeth cracking from all the jaws that were being clenched.
Absolutely. Obama, on many occasions, they showed him he was not clapping because it was directed against his policies and those of the Republican establishment. But I just want to say this. All those people on the parade route who were there demonstrating, I just cannot understand these people. Obviously, they're a rent-a-mob. They're being paid. But those who genuinely are against Trump on the left, he is speaking their language. He is against this permanent state of war. He is against these jobs being offshored. He's against Wall Street and these big banks taking advantage of the forgotten man and woman of this country. He's speaking their language, and they're opposing him. It's just total stupidity. I don't understand these people.
Well, what it is they got sold a bill of goods by the liberal establishment. They got their heads filled with all this nonsense about how Trump is going to round up all the gays and he's going to lead us, he's going to let the world broil from human activity and all the favorite liberal agenda. He's going to deport the illegals, which he's going to do. He's going to start rounding up and deporting the illegal immigrants, that he's a racist, which he's never been. Their opposition to Donald Trump is based on a myth, an illusion that they were fed, and they just bought it hook, line, and sinker because Empress Hillary would never lie to us. And yes, there's a bunch of random mobs, but there's also a group of Stalin-esque useful idiots who are out there literally crying as Trump took the oath of office. And you have to wonder about these people, are they really capable of handling real life, or do we have to round them all up and put them in one of those hospitals with the padded rooms?
Yeah. I also thought, many elements of his speech were unifying as well. So
yes.
It was a great speech. It was one of the best speeches I've heard. But take a bow, Mike. Take a bow. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Graham in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm traveling through Kansas today, actually.
So okay.
This Rivera Ranger had to call in and say, hey, because I had a few things I wanted to talk to you about. For like Tuesday and Wednesday, I was beating my head because I was like, with your cold, your voice was so much lower. I was like, you sound like someone. Who do you sound like? And it finally hit me in one of your phrases. You said, you sounded like Tom Bosley off a Happy Day. So you could be a celebrity impersonator.
Well, I don't know about that.
I
do a passable Bill Clinton, and now I'm going to have to work on a Trump impression.
There you go. I was like really desperate for some news since I've been traveling, and so I made the fatal error of tuning into NPR to try to catch a little bit of the inauguration today and just catch up. And I loved the speech. Everything I heard, I thought he was spot on. And then the four or five, a little, I don't even know how to describe them right now, but the news anchors there were talking and kind of patting themselves on the back and just ripping into everything he said. And I just found myself just kind of feeling nauseated because it just was really despicable. And that's what so many people are still listening to, and that's how they're spoon-fed, and to address the last caller, they're just spoon-fed all this information that they don't even think for themselves. They're like, oh, yeah, NPR, they're fair and balanced. They're giving us the truth, and I'm just going to go with it.
No, they're not. NPR basically is spooning out whatever their donors want to be spooned out. And one of the biggest donors to NPR, of course, is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So NPR has no more foundation to claim to be objective and unbiased than any of the other corporate-owned and operated media. All right, so...
I was agreeing with that they are biased in that way.
Okay, well, Graham, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm sorry, we got to take a commercial break. We're going to close the phone lines because I got some news when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, and actually don't call now because we're going to close the phone lines for a bit here. Somebody just sent me in a picture that the liberal whiners are apparently trying to spam all over Twitter, showing the crowd that arrived at Obama's inauguration, which was huge. And then they have a picture of a very small crowd in front of the Capitol building. And it's an outright hoax. Because the photo that they're claiming is the photo of the audience listening to the swearing in of Trump, the photo was taken a couple of hours before, And I know because I was watching the crowd coming on in, and I recognize the sparseness as being from like about 2 hours before. Fox News did a long shot down the mall looking toward the Washington Monument. There was a huge crowd there. They weren't able to scare them off. And still these liberal whiners and prostitutes and correspondents cannot rid themselves of their addiction to spin and fraud and hoaxes and so forth and so on. They ought to be ashamed of themselves, but I'm sure having your conscience and ethics surgically removed is now mandatory for those kind of jobs. Now, getting on to Donald Trump. Tonight are all the parties. This weekend we're going to have to deal with the tantrums from all these snowflakes and buttercups smashing windows and everything. Monday, the real work begins. And Donald Trump is about to take an axe to government spending and federal bureaucracy. He's asking Congress for a law to make it easier to fire public workers. It is long, long, long overdue. And we have reported many times over the last years how government workers that are supposed to be looking out for you, whether it's the Securities Exchange Commission, the Minerals Management Service, the FDA, are instead just sitting in their offices surfing online porn on taxpayer-funded computer systems because there really isn't that much for them to do. They're just feather bedding and they can't be fired. Well, Donald Trump is somebody who believes in firing people when they're not performing, and I think that is a very healthy thing to come back to Washington, D.C. And Trump staffers are saying they're already starting to look at cuts, as I mentioned to that earlier caller. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting is going to be privatized. The National Endowment for the Humanities is going to be cut entirely. There are going to be cuts to the funding for the Departments of Commerce and Energy. And most of the programs under their jurisdiction either eliminated or moved to another agency. Now, Donald Trump is pulling the plug on all this climate change, global warming nonsense, saying that our industries are already overburdened with way too much gratuitous regulation, and he's absolutely correct. And too many politicians sort of suffer from the law of the hammer. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there's an old story that if you give a small child a hammer, all of a sudden everything they encounter needs pounding. And if you give somebody the ability to create laws, everything that they encounter needs some kind of a law or regulation. And many of them are pointless. Many of them don't actually serve a useful purpose. Many of them do nothing more than give you more paperwork to fill out and more government fees to pay. And we know that all this screaming and crying about carbon dioxide and global warming is a bunch of nonsense. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show here. Getting on back to the protesters, there were a couple of hundred people outside the Deplora Ball, and the cops are not holding back, pepper spraying them. And flashbang grenades, apparently one of the pro-Trump people was saying that these anti-Trump protesters are violent. One of them attacked him with a flagpole, must have torn a flag down someplace. It's just hitting people with it. And they have arrested about 90 of them, and I think they need to start saying, were you paid to be here? If so, who paid you? Because that's conspiracy to incite violence and rioting. Now, up in New York City, Michael Moore, Robert De Niro, Cher had a big thing outside Trump's hotel. And Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon came on out and said, there are those who are working to divide us. We are not going back. We are not turning around, which in and of itself is a pretty divisive statement right there. But apparently their divisiveness is good and everybody else's divisiveness is bad. And they're already out there screaming that the LGBT page at the White House has been taken down. That doesn't mean Trump is going after the LGBT community. That simply means Trump thinks he's got more important things to be concerned about than what restrooms everybody is using. And Donald Trump probably understands better than most liberals that government shouldn't be meddling in issues of morality anyway. It's not their job. Now, over an Investment Watch blog, they're pointing out the obvious hypocrisy here. where Democrats are out there protesting the Trump inauguration. But how many Democrats stood up and protested Bernie Sanders being cheated of the nomination, which we all know actually happened because of the leaked DNC emails, and even Barack Obama is now saying they were leaked. There wasn't a Russian hack. And still the Democrats, they've lost touch with reality. And apparently a Democratic Congressman Raskin is going to file impeachment charges claiming Donald Trump is in violation of the Emoluments Clause because he's refused to divest himself of business interests he has around the world. Well, Trump isn't running that anymore. He's turned it over to his sons. And where was Raskin when Hillary Clinton was facilitating the sale of 20% of America's uranium resources to a Russian-owned company? It's just amazing here. The Democrats that are still out there screaming about all this stuff are hypocrites and crybabies, and they, along with Hillary Clinton, have destroyed the Democratic Party's legitimacy and credibility. They will be decades. They may even have to change their name and rebrand after all of this nonsense. More and more articles coming on out about how obvious Obama was in trying to hamstring Trump, leaving things messed up so badly that Trump is just going to have to deal with that, and it's going to hinder him moving forward on his own agenda. And according to this article out of oilprice.com, in the process, Obama has actually undermined U.S. strategic capability by making it difficult for Trump to govern efficiently. Now, Obama was out there in his farewell address and interviews saying about how his plan was to stick around Washington, D.C. And he's going to still be involved with the government. And he made a comment about if he thinks Trump is misbehaving, he's going to speak out. Now, there's no law about this, but the tradition has been an outgoing president waits one whole year before criticizing his successor. And Obama is basically saying, I'm not going to wait the year. And then Trump reminded him of the new White House policy where people who have served in the White House are banned from engaging in lobbying activity for 5 years. And Trump said, it applies to you. And apparently witnesses who were watching Obama's side of the phone conversation just said he just lost it. He just melted down there. He's being told you are persona non grata in Washington, D.C. So a lot of articles coming on out. This one from shtfplan.com. Goodbye to the worst president America has ever had. And that is certainly true as well. Everyone's always talking about Obama's legacy. What will be his legacy? Well, let's take a look at some of what the legacy has been here. I mean, when President Obama took office back in 2009, the national debt was $10 trillion. It's doubled during his 8 years in office. The average debt per U.S. citizen was $31,000 8 years ago. Today, it's $61,000. Labor force participation when Obama took office, 65%. Now it's 62%. And I don't even trust that number. Real median household income has gone down. Health insurance costs have skyrocketed. The tax to benefit ratio has inverted. It used to be less than 40% when Obama came into office. Now it's greater than 60%. Many millions more people dependent on food stamps, many millions more living in poverty. Yeah, that is Obama's legacy as he leaves office, along with all of the anger and hostility around the world from all these wars. And that's basically it. 8 years of war, 3,000 regulations, an additional nearly $10 trillion with a T in debt. And there's all the scandals. And Obama got up there trying to polish his legacy, saying that he was scandal-free and he was transparent. Anything but. I mean, Benghazi. Story out of AmericanFreedomFighters.com. They've got a list of 884 examples of Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, and waste. Now, Obama is trying to position himself as the nation's first black president. And I want to start off by reminding everybody that he's not totally black. His mother, Ann Dunham, was obviously very white. So Obama is partially black. And in that context, you need to remember that Obama is not, in fact, the first black president of the United States of America. And there's an article that lists the seven black presidents preceding Barack Obama. And probably most of you don't realize how many of these presidents had black ancestry, including Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, Warren Harding, Calvin Coolidge, and even Dwight D. Eisenhower. Now, probably most of you are believing that George Washington was our first president. Well, he was the first president of the formal United States after the adoption of the Constitution. But we actually had presidents serving after the completion of the Articles of Confederation. One of them, John Hanson, was totally black. Little reminder there, history is not often what you are told it is. So Obama doesn't even get to claim that one either. Now, Obama commuted in his last day in office 330 sentences. It's the most commutations in a single day by any president in the U.S. history. So he gets to put that one in his little record book here. Now, a lot of those commutations, and this attracted a lot of attention, were cocaine dealers, possibly involved with the Cocaine Importation Agency. And underscoring that discrepancy is apparently requests for clemency by pot dealers were turned down. Now, here's the good news. Former President Obama is not the president anymore, and he did not issue a blanket pardon for Hillary Clinton or her family or anybody. So, no protection against the coming investigations. And the Clintons are already panicking. They've shut down the Clinton Global Initiative. They're shredding documents. It was exposed as a pay-to-play political slush fund. The Clinton Foundation itself is pretty much shut down. For some reason, after Hillary lost the election, all those foreign donations just dried right up. In fact, there were even some requests for refunds. But the Clinton Foundation may be dead and headed for the shredder, but the cases against Hillary are not. She is still open to prosecution, and she should be. And there's an interesting speculation going around that her husband, Bill, may cut a deal and sell Hillary out to protect himself. Because there's this special grand jury probing her shameless corruption. The IRS is still looking as to whether the Clinton Foundation truly qualified as a nonprofit charity. And we already know it did not, because under the rules of a 501c3, you have to donate 51% of your proceeds to whatever the charity is you're supporting. And the Clinton Foundation's charitable donations amounted to single digits of their total revenues. If the IRS declares that the Clinton Foundation was never a legal nonprofit charity, that tax bill is going to turn the Clintons into poor people. And that is the most fitting punishment for a money junkie. Far worse than death. Make them poor people again, just like all the Americans they made poor people. And that was one of the things I really liked about Donald Trump's speech, where he was talking about how great life was for the politicians and the elites at the expense of ordinary American people. And I'm sure the liberal corporate media is already denouncing, oh, he's a communist. He wants to redistribute the wealth. Now, George Soros, who I'm sure is having to double up on his blood pressure medication following Trump's inauguration speech, is already out there screaming, Theresa May won't last. Donald Trump's a would-be dictator. Soros is already out there saying he's going to find some way to bring Donald Trump down. Because Trump, during his inauguration speech, came on out and basically said, we're not going to be part of this global government New World Order empire. But maybe Soros isn't going to have the opportunity to do that. Now Macedonia is getting on the bandwagon to take a closer look at George Soros and the Open Society Foundations. Now over in Brussels, they're screaming that Donald Trump is coming to crush Europe. He's going to destroy the European Union. Only, what, a week ago they were saying Russia was coming to destroy the European Union? Does Europe think they're going to declare war on the United States? Does Europe think they're going to succeed in a war against Russia if the United States doesn't show up? A lot of rhetoric there, not much thought behind it. And on her way out the door, Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power was out there with a screed about the surge in anti-Semitism in the United States and how can you let this happen? There is no surge in anti-Semitism. There is a surge in just legitimate criticism of the actions of the government of Israel. And they are not the same, no matter how many times Bibi Netanyahu screams that they are. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know. I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, a few days ago, CNN, which I have decided stands for crappy non-news, ran this segment with Wolf Blitzer speculating that if something were to happen at the inauguration and Donald Trump and Mike Pence were to be killed, you know, that a member of Obama's cabinet who just happened to not be there would be required to take over the presidency. Proving that Wolf Blitzer doesn't actually know how the government works or the rules for the succession. And it's triggered outrage around the world. In the foreign press, the Daily Mail, they're just saying that CNN was inciting violence, traitorous. And again, the corporate media is just dissolving itself at this point here. Now, over in Indiana, apparently at the YMCA, somebody got a little upset over the fact that CNN is putting out all of this fake news to the point where the YMCA requested a block from their cable TV company. So you can't get CNN on those TVs at the YMCA anymore. I'd like to see that available to us all. You know, why are we forced to have those news networks and pay for them with our basic cable fee? You know, can't we turn them off and maybe get a little bit of a discount? Would make sense to me. Give us the option of going to some other media like Russia Today, which at least on our cable, you have to request as part of a special expanded package. And over at the New York Slimes, their last desperate gasp to try and keep this whole illegitimate present thing going, New York Slimes is reporting that a group of, as usual, anonymous American law enforcement intelligence agencies are claiming they have intercepted communications between Russian officials and associates of President-elect Donald Trump. You know, there comes a point where you do have to stop flogging that dead horse. Now, story coming out of TASS, where a Russian expert on disarmament issues, Arbatov, is saying that Donald Trump's statement on nuclear disarmament as a condition for the lifting of sanctions is impromptu and it's premature and wasn't thought all the way through. And Russia's position is disarmament in the long run is a good idea. We would all like to live in a world without these city-destroying weapons hanging over all of us like the Sword of Damocles. However, after years of Russia bashing by the U.S. war hawks, many of whom are still holding office, and that NATO buildup on the borders, tensions with Russia are not going to be switched off overnight just because Trump is the president. So it's going to have to take bit by bit by bit by bit. And I'm sure Donald Trump understands this. We're going to do a break for station identification. Back with hour two after these few words.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.